Dear All Things Considered, writes Rosemary Peacher of Hendersonville, Tennessee, thank you for your excellent report on the destitute Catholic nuns who presently have no retirement income due to their meager lifelong salaries. While I still have many negative memories of my 12 years of Catholic schooling, characterized by random acts of cruelty performed by the nuns, I was able to feel some genuine empathy for these aging women, as well as outrage at the sexism which continues within the Catholic Church. The story of the one nun, for whom a bank loan had to be obtained to cover the cost of her burial, seemed especially poignant in light of the regal funeral at Newsweek cover last week of Cardinal Joseph Bernardine. I was absolutely astonished, says Alan Smith, to hear Mickey Edwards claim that Thomas Jefferson was a conservative in his commentary last Friday. Doesn't Mr. Edwards know that several conservative organizations called for editing Thomas Jefferson's words out of textbooks because he was too liberal? Doesn't Mr. Edwards know that the American Revolution was fought between liberals and conservatives, and the liberals, our founding fathers, won? Janice Gray of Shutesbury, Massachusetts, writes, I recognize All Things Considered can be a powerful moving program, but the power to move mountains? You describe Seattle as home to great coffee, rain, grunge, and Mount St. Helens. Mount Rainier, certainly, but I doubt even the tip of St. Helens is visible from Seattle. St. Helens is about 100 miles to the south and closer to Portland, Oregon's backyard. And this from Steve Milner, who says he's been listening to NPR for close to 20 years. He writes, I can remember only about four occasions when the program became so distasteful that I had to turn it off. I like all kinds of music, from the Verdi Requiem to the Grateful Dead. I even like the feature on Tiny Tim. However, I could not tolerate the music of the Tiger Lilies. I listened to the review for about 30 seconds before my hand involuntarily reached out and terminated my radio reception. Thanks to all for writing. Our address is Letters All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or electronically, it's atc@npr.org. Plus, tell us how to say your name, and please, this is often forgotten, the town from which you're writing.